Sup? The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
What? Yo, Future Bachelor! Let's go, come on! Woo!
I get no time! But I get up again, you're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again, you're never gonna keep me down.
Pissing the night away. Pissing the night away.
Drinks a whiskey drink, drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink. He sings a song to remind him of the good times. He sings a song to remind him of the best times.
Welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we got a special guest in the building. Who we got here?
I'm JD.
JD, welcome back. Hey. Yo, man, JD's back in the building for a very special episode 137. Also, it's my birthday episode, so.
Hey.
When this episode drops, I'll be 33. Interesting fact about this year. I'm going to be turning 33 on Thursday, November 5th. But I was born on a Thursday. I just realized that today. I typed in. I'm like, what day was November 5th? Because for some reason, I thought it was a Thursday I was born. How often are you like, is your birthday on the exact day that your birthday that when you were born?
There's probably a math problem for that that I don't know the answer.
I was wondering
it.
Last year, mine was.
What yours was?
That was a Thursday, and last year it was on a Thursday.
Whoa! But, how old are you?
I was 23 last year.
23. So maybe it has something to do with threes and the thirds. No. You know? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I was just getting a little spooky because we came from that Halloween weekend, you know, in Savannah. You know, that's why I actually put that song on, because that was like a song we played over the weekend. I was like, this has to be our opening song. Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. When I was growing up, when we didn't have, you know, what these MP3s and the old streaming things and Spotify's, we had the old radio. And the old radio, I would wait around for that song to come on, just for that song to come on, and it would, and I just love it. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's some... some old stories about old Cy here on his birthday episode. Oh, no. Did we lose JD? I hope not. But regardless.
Sorry, I'm here.
He's here. Okay, cool. Well, yeah. So anyways, we had a great weekend for Halloween this past weekend. JD, what'd you do for Halloween?
We had some people over. My girlfriend came in town from DC. That was really fun.
Okay.
Nice.
Little night at the house. And I did some stuff before. The weekend before as well. So I had three costumes over the course of the Halloween
weekend,
which was
What were your costumes?
Three costumes,
Okay. So I did Bob Ross.
Love that.
Love it. My godson was Bob Ross, and he's like just a year old, so it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
A fun costume. I haven't gotten a haircut since March, so
yeah.
I have all the curly hair.
You got
and
this,
I
yeah, curly fro going right now. It's crazy.
And then I did, do y'all watch Succession? It's on HBO.
I know about it. I don't watch it.
You probably like it. I was a character from that, from like a funny scene.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we did the chef from Ratatouille. We did like a little Ratatouille thing.
Nice. Man, you went all in on Halloween.
I always do. I mean, yeah.
My costumes are always like last minute thrown together. Luckily now
months ahead.
Yeah, I live in the era of like, you know, luckily we have Amazon that I can just order it within a week and just pick something.
True.
So, Veronica, why don't you tell like our audience about our weekend?
Yeah, so we went to Savannah with several of our friends because Savannah is like one of the most haunted towns in the United States. Mm-hmm. We stayed in this really cool Airbnb, totally like historic, three stories, cool, had like an awesome patio. We did, Saturday was like our big day of Halloween. We did a pedal pub. We met some new friends on our pedal pub. And then we all wore our costumes later in the night. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. We did a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I mean, you know, that day drinking now is kind of just a little hardcore for your boy. But we all took some naps in the middle of that day and ended up rallying at night and had a little house party and then went out. That was like cool. Yeah, it was like one of the best weekends I've had in a long time. So
awesome.
Yeah,
sounds kind of like a bit of pre-COVID energy.
Exactly.
Like really every once in a while.
The cool part is like these are the people we've been kind of just like chilling with, like anyways, mm-hmm. on the weekends. So it's like, why don't we just get a house somewhere like, you know, a little bit away and
get out of the city. That's awesome, for sure.
Yeah. It was really cool, man. So I honestly you know, had such a good time. I think everyone's still recovering from Halloween. But
I'm milking my raspy voice right now because like if I clear my throat, I'll sound better. But I like it. Like I feel like my voice never sounds like this. So I think it's kind of cool.
Veronica,
voice.
What?
You're milking your voice?
Yeah, I'm milking like my voice.
She loves
sounding
it. She loves when her voice sounds raspy.
Are you, like, marinating it in something?
No. No. Veronica, why don't you explain your outfit as well right now? What's with the...
My current outfit?
Yeah, you got this like 90s look, you know, going. It's perfect for the Chumbawamba.
I don't know. It just kind of came together. I like this little... This is like a little tunic-y thing. But it's like... And then also, we met when we were... out in Savannah, we met this guy dressed as Charlie Chaplin, and I just felt inspired to wear my, like, Charlie Chaplin kind of hat, so...
I like it. I don't know. I like the fit. You know, like, you know, all the girls are wearing, like, the big hats, you know, these days, but I don't see too many girls wearing the short, you know, Charlie Chaplin hats, so kudos to you. Well, guys, you know, we like to do a little, I don't know, a little, like, segment I'd like to call... What are you watching? Yo, JD, what are you watching these days? Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, but I just want to know what you're watching.
You know, I laugh at it every time you play it. Why is it so argumentative?
Yeah, I just want to know what you're watching. I don't know why this is a problem.
What are you watching?
Okay, so my quarantine show since June has been Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Yes,
dude, I love Vanderpump Rules.
It's so good. Like, my roommate just started it on a whim when he was hungover in, like, literally mid-June.
Yeah.
And
so are you on episodes with no Stassi on it? You get back with Stassi?
Yes. Yeah, no, we've gone all the way through. We're on season 8. We're, like, in the middle of season 8. We bought it on Amazon Prime because we needed to watch it because it's not on Hulu yet.
So speaking of that show, with all the drama that happened with, like, Stassi and...
Yeah.
What's her name? The other one, Kristen. Getting canceled. Do you think the show is going to come back without them eventually after COVID, or are they done with it?
I do. Apparently Jax said they're starting to film this month.
I don't understand how you could have Jax on the show, but you can't have any of these other people. Like, Jax is the worst person ever.
Jax is probably the most problematic.
Yeah, he's the most like cancelable, but he's somehow made it.
Yeah, he's the best character.
The shows right now in season 8 is kind of this divide between like the older cast and the younger, newer cast members. Who I don't like that much, and two of them got canceled too. So I'm hoping that when they get them, like get like Max and Brett gone, they'll bring in some new people. Like, I want to see Danica and I want to see Charlie become cast members, and maybe I guess some other guys because they'd be have a weird gender ratio there. But bring them on, have them kind of be the new Stassi and Kristen.
Yeah,
and keep going from there. And then the older ones can just be like pregnant and getting married and stuff because that's all they're doing.
Pregnant. Sure. I know they're all pregnant. There's something in the water.
Very happy for them, but it will just make for less entertaining TV.
Well, that's what's up. Well, Veronica, what are you watching?
Are you going to play that sound every time?
I don't know. Now I just like it. I just really do like it. It gives me so much energy at the top of the show. So let's go with it.
Yeah.
I watched The Craft.
Yo, The Craft.
I hadn't ever watched it all the way through.
You're dressed like you're legit from the movie The Craft right now.
I kind of am. Yeah. I love them.
I don't know that.
You haven't heard of The Craft? Well, like, the reason why we started talking about it is because a new version of it just came out called Craft. The Craft Legacy, which I think is connected to the old 90s movie The Craft, which is about like four like teenagers that like are in like into like witchcraft and like summoning like all that stuff, and they're like a little coven, and it's like just like really 90s, you know, drama high school, like, but horror kind of, you know, story. So that was fun to watch. What else you been watching, B?
I'm still on my kick of watching through all of the Real Housewives of New York. Mm-hmm. I'm currently on season 6 of, you know, 12. So I'm only halfway through. There's a lot to go.
Well, but I haven't started watching it yet, but Andy was recommending this show about this girl that plays chess on Netflix. So I heard it was like really good. I don't know.
I heard that's really good.
So
which one is that? Is that The Queen's Gambit?
The Queen's Gambit.
I hear that's also really good.
I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah,
we all got to watch. It.
Yeah, so maybe that's what everyone else is watching. We'll be watching it hopefully next week. But anyways, guys, well, then we did that segment. Why don't we go to the other segment? Quick hits! Oh, man, I'm going to lose my voice at the top of these shows. I know it. Veronica, what do we got for some quick hits?
All right, so to start us off, Sir Sean Connery died this past week at age 90. You know, people have mixed feelings about that because he was like the OG Bond, but also like he was notoriously like misogynistic and was okay with like women being hit. Yeah. So, you know,
I mean, I would like to always remember like Sean Connery for the character that was played on Saturday Night Live. Just one of the best skits that they've ever had was like Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek, and Sean Connery was like his.
That is one of my favorite sketches of all time. Oh, yeah.
So he's like, "I'll take the rapist for 100," and he's like, "Sean, that's therapist." Well, I guess.
But,
the joke didn't hold up, I guess.
No, I don't
tough
think
crowd,
it did.
Tough crowd. Well, anyways, what else we got?
Oh, so Beyonce gifted us with a new Ivy Park collection that, I'll be honest, I didn't hop on quick enough. My friends, you did? You're wearing it right now?
Oh, wow. That's swag.
Let's go.
You're a sick puppy, dude.
Oh, I love that. Oh, man. I mean, it looks fly as hell. My friends have been posting like them getting like all of their new stuff. And my one friend who works in news, she actually like posted her like hopping on the website, getting her shit. She's like on her phone on the website. People go crazy for it. I mean, yeah.
How'd you get your tea? Is that an old one or is that from
new? No, this was new. This is from this drop. I didn't get one from the old one from the first drop. I didn't get anything, but I did get a Popeye's sweater. It's the same colors. Do you remember they released like?
Yes.
The merch, because the first Ivy Park drop was the same kind of color scheme as the Popeyes.
Like, I remember. Yeah. We talked about that, I think.
So we got a Popeye shirt, but this time I was like, I'm not messing around. And if you know anything about like Beyonce drops, whether it's for merch or for tickets or anything, it's like you got to be
in it,
multiple browsers, like ready to go. And so, yeah, it was like a bloodbath, like a lot of people.
A bloodbath?
No, literally. Cause
you
like, so
Ivy Park on Twitter when it was happening, like
people
you guys
were
so serious and I'm like laughing, but you're not laughing still. So
no, it's so serious. So my funny thing is like people were, cause so like, I guess the Adidas app like said that you could get to stuff their way. Like, and if you had stuff if you had stuff pre-saved, it'd be quicker. Yeah. And my friend who's like a huge Beyonce stan, like she did it that way. And she's like, the Adidas app is cap. Like, it fucking sucks. Like, it didn't even let me check out. Like, she was not messing around. And I was like, dude.
Yeah.
But her shit looks nice. She just got most of it in. And she's like, yeah, I'm about to do a full haul later. I'm like, damn, I can't even. Yeah. But she was also like you, JD. She like didn't get anything in the first drop. And so she was like, I'm not playing this time.
What else we got?
So the Kardashian-Jenners really just keep doing shit after, you know, they're currently the episodes that are coming out for them right now are talking all about like how they're doing all these like, you know, precautions for COVID and like Chloe had COVID and stuff like that. But then they're out here like taking people to a private island. And then Kendall, through her 25th birthday party, a big like Halloween birthday party. And obviously she's getting a ton of backlash for that because they're like, really, like, you're gonna do this. Like all of LA, I think right now people are like kind of like shitting on how a lot of celebrities and like TikTokers and influencers, like how they're acting out in LA and things like that. Like even Ariana Grande, I think, had been tweeting about like, she's like, do you guys really all have to go to Saddle Ranch? Like, is it that important? Like, but I'm just like, guys, like, I don't know if this timing is right with what all your episodes coming out sound like.
But. Well, I mean, JD, how do you feel about, you know, these socialites partying so much in these times and yeah, flaunting, I mean, their riches?
Exactly. I'm not really surprised, especially, yeah, no. Like, they probably had enough money to like maybe get people rapid tested before they came in.
Exactly. That's the one thing that I said. Okay, so that makes sense, I guess. Like I was like, you know, because like Kim's like, I was so surprised for my birthday. Like, but all these 40 people had to be tested and like all this stuff beforehand. So it's like there's no way she was surprised.
But the annoying thing is that we're about to get to the point where, and we saw it with Bachelorette, where they're about to start airing stuff that was filmed earlier in the year.
Right.
And they'd be like, oh my God, the pandemic is shutting everything down, which is like becoming my least favorite genre of TV.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's going to happen on other stuff where they're going to show how scared they are and how tough it is to quarantine. It's like, yeah, we all went through that. Like,
yeah, this
is,
yeah.
I mean, see them now like flaunting it.
So. I think now they have to do that though, because it's just like a liability thing. Like, it's like we have to show as a company, you know, We take this seriously.
They had nothing else to film at that time except, you know, everything shutting down. So I don't blame them. It's right. Just.
We'll get more into all that stuff later. But what else we got, B?
So Megan Fox kind of went in on her ex,
Brian Austin Green. Ooh, I thought it was Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, the one that she shares children with, because he had been posting photos from the weekend with the kids, and like she rarely posts. Like, you know, when it comes to celebrities, they all take different paths when it comes to like, am I gonna show my kids, am I not? And she's like team like, I'm not really gonna like show my kids that much. And so she like flamed him in the comments, like, and wrote this big thing being like, why does Journey have to be in this picture? Like, it's not hard to crop him out, like, or choose photos that they aren't in. Like, I had a great Halloween with them yesterday, and yet notice how absent they are from my social media. I know you love your kids, but I don't know why you can't stop using them to posture via Instagram. You're so intoxicated with feeding the pervasive narrative that I'm an absent mother, and you are the perennial, eternally dedicated dad of the year. You have them half the time. Congratulations. You're truly a remarkable human. Why do you need the internet to echo back to you when you should be inexhaustibly evident in the way your children love you?
Fatality. So,
yeah. She's no. Not having it.
All right. Listen. All right. Let me break this down first, and then I want to hear your thoughts on this, JD. Because it just sounds like Megan Fox is mad, like, just like any regular, like, split couple would be about their Instagram, and like it's just maybe like way higher, but like, dude, she's out here like doing like music videos and all this different stuff, like, you know, out there. Like, if this is like the way he's coping with like being like single and wanting to, that's his choice. She has no right to be like, I mean, she has a right to be, you know, if the picture is it like exploiting the child. Like, if did you feel like it was exploiting the child? Did you see this post, JD? Do you think?
I'm not too familiar with this other than what Veronica just said.
Do you think, what would your feelings on this be?
My feelings were, I don't know why that couldn't be handled privately, unless there's some sort of communication breakdown where she's not able to get to him. Like, he's not responding to her or something, and it's like the only choice is to, you know, post it on his Instagram. Or she's trying to, like, get something from him by posting it publicly. I don't know, pressure him into it, thinks that maybe this is the only way it'll change, is if like the public pressures him, like now we're talking about it. So I don't know, like,
Yeah, certainly. I mean, do you think it's like one of those things where like they probably had an agreement when they were together, like, let's just not put the kids on there, and then he's like, it doesn't give a shit now that they're not in a relationship.
Otherwise, I don't think she's very warranted unless he had previously agreed to that.
So do you think like Megan Fox is like accusing him of using the kids like a guy would use a puppy in the park or something like that to like get attention?
No.
Is that what
I think, like, I can see her being upset. Like, I kind of agree with you, JD, like, being like, all right, why did she have to do this, like, in the comments? But I guess, like, that's, like, her way of, like, fighting fire with fire, because I think she's kind of being like, hey, like, you know, like, you in the media have been saying how I'm, like, a bad mom because of kind of, like, what you said, Sai, like, pointing out, like, that, like, she's absent because maybe, she's dating Machine Gun Kelly or she's, like, in music videos and stuff like that. And, like, he, like, kind of has been going hard at her in a lot of senses. And so I think maybe that's, like, her fighting back, being like, all right, don't try to come for me because I'm living my life. She's like, because, like, you're just showing parts, making it seem like you're a better dad than I am a mom.
What was the caption, though? What was the caption on his picture?
The caption was just... hope you all had a happy Halloween.
Oh, I don't know. Is there something to read between the lines there?
No, okay. No, it's just.
So what is she flaming him on that? They're like, she should be like, this is beautiful. Like there has to be something that we're missing in this post.
A lot of celebrities are really, really touchy about.
Oh, she's trying to, I guess like she's trying to say like, you spent Halloween or something like that with the kids, making it look like I didn't spend Halloween with them or something. That's like, she's probably upset about that.
Well, yeah, it's more like, I think there's been multiple occurrences with him, like trying to, as she said, trying to posture him as the better parent, even though like they have equal responsibilities to their kids and, you know, they're co-parenting as best as they can. And I think that's probably why she's like, don't fucking do this to me. Like, I'm not there. Like, I'm not celebrating Halloween with my kids, or like, I'm not parenting them. But like you're. Like,
yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, you go. Go, JD.
Kind of a message, not just to him, but to the public of like, hey, just so y'all know, just because I'm not posting pictures with the kids and he is, doesn't mean he's a better father than I am. Because here's how I feel.
Yeah. I think there's a better way of communicating that.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, what else we got for quick hits, V?
So Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost got officially married.
Okay, congratulations.
So, I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And you know who broke it? Which is the funniest thing? Meals on Wheels.
What?
Meals on Wheels tweeted. It said, "We're thrilled to break the news that Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost were married over the weekend. Their wedding wish is to help make a difference for Meals on Wheels. You can donate here to help celebrate the happy couple."
That's such a unique way to announce you got married.
Oh my God. I want to announce my marriage like that.
Wow, that's so like, cool. I've never really seen anything like that. Like, have you?
Not really, no.
That's really cool. I mean, that's like, you know, like the closest thing I can think of is like that Facebook like lets you like try to like go to your charity on your birthday or something like that. But no one wants to give money like that for us, you know. Get like you raise like $113.
Yeah,
you raise $113. It's just like though.
That's not true. I've helped you bring this up every time, and I like have like given money to people's birthday causes, and they have gotten like over $1,000 for different stuff. It's a lag.
Just go and like donate the money to the cause.
Yeah, but they're just asking people instead of getting them gifts to give them money.
I wasn't gonna get them a gift anyway. I wasn't gonna get them a gift anyway. It's pretentious. Anyways, let's move on. I'm not asking for any.
I don't think it's pretentious.
And he was like, "Yo, if you guys were gonna buy me, you know, something for my birthday, you know, instead just, you know, give it to these guys because you guys are pieces of shit for even thinking of getting me a gift." No, I don't
That's
know.
Not how it comes off at all.
To me, it does. I don't know. I can't help it. But
that is kind of fucked up that you think about it that way.
I don't know. Dude, the internet's messed up. I think the whole thing is kind of messed up. But I have reverse ways of thinking about things. You know that, V.
Yeah. That doesn't make it right. But
what else we got?
So Noah Centineo is off the market, and I'm upset about it because I love him. But him and Stassi, i.e., you know, Kylie Jenner's best friend and lookalike, are dating, and they were seen, you know, bumbling around doing Halloween things this weekend. And then a couple other quick hits is that Karlie Kloss is pregnant, and so everybody has been
in.
Yeah, so people always, and like she kind of already was making some news because she posted the selfie of her with her Biden-Harris mask, like with her voting, and like she's, you know, she's nearly directly linked to Trump because of the Kushners and things that she's married into. So that was a nice little rebelling from one of my favorite models, Karlie Kloss. And then Erica Jane from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fame is getting divorced from her old-ass husband, which, I mean, I thought they were happy, but I guess she has enough money on her own now that when she, you know, originally married him for probably the money, she's like, why do I need this? He's like 70. So.
Oh, wow. Makes it right, right? Well, yo.
It doesn't. But I thought they really loved each other. She, like, always in the show, like, always seemed like she really loved him, so... Something, I guess, is they don't love each other anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, what made you go yikes this week, V, besides just the week itself?
So, Lil Wayne posted about how he is supporting Trump. And not only is that just disappointing for so many reasons, but it's disappointing to my friend group and I because... The tattoo that I have, the little M with the line over it, stands for it's a million in Roman numerals. And we got it because it's like the block M for Mizzou. And we got it because our group song is A Millie by Lil Wayne. So we all were texting this weekend or whenever, and we're like, so are we going to all get laser to remove the line over the M or... What? And then we're like, no, we're just going to change the meaning to being that like Mizzou forever, like Mizzou for a million years. But really, really bumming me out there with that one. But also, I just found it yikesy and hilarious that Trump brought Lil Pump to talk at one of his rallies and called him Little Pimp on accident, which just like goes to show like he just had his people reach out to any random like rapper being like, who can I get? Like, who's going to agree? Like,
yeah, you know, I'm not going to sit here and bash anybody for, you know, whatever they want to vote. That's just my stance on it. But regardless of it, it is cringy as hell seeing these candidates like legit, like pimping them, these rappers out. Like, it's weird. Like, you see 2 Chainz over here. You see these ones. Like, it's just like, what is it about the rappers right now that they feel like they're, It's like if any time like there were ever to like look like they were being used, it would be like it looks like right now. But it's like being like it's they want to show their support. But if for me, it's like just seems like it they're a pawn in this whole thing. I don't know. Definitely the Little Pump one. When I saw him, I'm just like, why would it, like what simulation are we in that like. Our president is bringing up Little Pump, who's like, you're such a fucking hoe. I love it. And he's like, I endorse Trump. He's like, see, this guy right here.
This guy right here.
He's gonna vote for me. You should too. It's like the craziest thing. And then, like, what about the racists? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do they have to think about?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying. I'm like, what? Like, come on. Like...
You see, he pronounced Beyonce as Beyonce.
No. I love it.
At the same rally.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I went crazy.
So crazy. All right, guys. Well, why don't we get into, you know, what we like to do around here, which is talk about The Bachelor and Bachelorette, which is on right now. It's been a couple, you know, crazy weeks of weirdness on the show with, I think, Claire kind of bringing the most of it. She's really off a rocker at this moment, it feels like. So I'm like really excited to see what happens on Thursday's episode. Do they have thrown a Bachelorette show on a Thursday before? Are they trying something new here?
right. They just have to do it because it's election night and but ABC is a news network.
But wouldn't they like typically skip a week or something like that? I've just never seen them push it towards
they've
like
pushed it. I don't know. Maybe I guess I'm trying to think in past, like when they've had like basketball or whatever, they I feel like they've moved it to the Tuesday instead of the Monday, if anything.
Right. But I mean, the show, they moved already to Tuesdays, so.
Because of Monday.
I miss it on Mondays, honestly.
Yeah. Me too.
It was a really nice start to the week.
Yeah, you're right. It kind of takes away the Sunday scaries a little bit, you know?
Because you're like, I know tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're like, Monday starts and you're like, oh, it's Monday. But then you're like, okay, at least like.
Exactly. Like Monday is a great day to still be on your second day recovery of just like, I could use 2 hours right before bed of just laying down and.
Of just like zoning
TV.
Out. Yeah.
But JD, what are your thoughts so far on the season from beginning to where we're at right now?
I'm really glad that Claire's part is about to be over.
Thank God.
I thought it was. I like her as a person. I don't think she's a great bachelorette, as we've learned, as y'all talked about last week. Mm-hmm. It's been interesting to watch because it's just like so different than normal, not just because of COVID, just because of how Claire is blatantly disregarding the entire process. And because we've just never seen anything like this. So every time I was just very entertained by the last mostly two episodes of just how just how unconventional it was with her just being so into Dale. It was really funny to watch, like, especially this last episode, which I guess you guys already recapped, so I don't want to talk too much about it.
No, talk about it. I mean, we don't really have anything.
Talk about Jenny and all of your feels.
Yeah. Her going by with Dale for an hour, and then, like, Dale, like, bumbling back, and the other guys getting, like, 5 minutes each with her was just, like, so funny.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad for them, and I understand why they're so angry. But I'm also like, hey, Claire and Dale, like y'all found each other, like you're happy, like good, like go, like let's, this would have been unbearable if they try to pull this season, you know.
Yeah, longer. Oh, God, no.
It already feels unbearable, like at some points, just because like, I guess the annoying part for me is like that, like she's supposed to be the oldest, which would make her the more mature one, which I guess makes her know what she wants, but she's acting immature about like what she wants. It feels like.
Yeah. I was really excited for that coming in, especially after like all the young bachelors and bachelorettes.
Yeah. Especially like after like the Peters and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, you know, like she, I feel like Claire doesn't have like the openness to be able to, able to wander and wonder about other men, like to be able to like give a guy a chance because that's the process that you signed up for, and to be like, actually that was a great day with this guy that made me kind of think that this other guy, but no, she just like doesn't give a shit about anyone else.
Yeah,
but I get it.
For Keisha though, I think she's gonna be, I think she's the perfect like age / maturity level to be still open to whatever and like willing to go with the process, but also smart enough to, you know, put people
cut
in
the bullshit. Yeah.
Bullshit. Know what she wants.
Yeah. That's a good point. She's the perfect balance of like what Claire was supposed to be with like experience with the franchise, but also just like, you know, I think bringing the same type of like, you know, beauty like to the show and stuff. But like, I mean, she's just one of the most beautiful girls that I've ever seen on the show, Tayshia.
Yeah.
So
as soon as she was on Colton season, and like I was like, she needs to be.
Yeah,
I was crazy when they chose Hannah over her, which I ended up really liking Hannah season. So I guess it all worked out. But
yeah. When it comes to the introduction of Tayshia, and you've been talking about the unconventionality of how the show has been going, what do you think they're gonna do with her introduction?
The guys.
Gosh, no.
Have you heard any rumors?
No, I haven't read any rumors.
Yeah,
have there been rumors? I don't even think there.
I don't think. I feel like we don't know anything about like the actual, either if there's how they're recasting or not. Like I feel like I thought I maybe saw something about how they bring back some people, but like I don't know if it's just who they brought back or what, because then that also like starts the whole new like who could they bring back with the whole quarantining and then like that whole process.
I think they're gonna let all parties just decide what they want. Like I think Chris will tell the guys like, look, here's what's up, here's who the new bachelorette's gonna be. If you want to stay, if you want to leave, leave, and if you want to stay, we will let you know if, you know, Tayshia wants a chance at love with you or some shit like that. And then so it'll be like a mix of the guys who want to pursue Tayshia and like people who she might want plus new guys. So I think there'll be a few cuts and then obviously a lot of additions.
Yeah, I don't think they'll give her a choice until all the guys are together. Like, I think it's only fair to let the guys choose if they want to stay and pursue her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because she shouldn't really have, like, the say until, like, the first rose ceremony.
Especially with the age difference.
Yeah, and she shouldn't meet them like, these were Claire's guys and these are now your guys. Like, you know, she should meet them all at once and not even know who they were.
It'll be an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Because we'll find out, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Nigel probably have a weird, if like, there's a cohort of Claire's guys that stays, like, that's going to be a whole different dynamic than all the new guys. Like, there's going to be this weird.
Well, it kind of reminds me, and it brings me back to, like, did you remember the season with, what's her
Caitlin
name?
And Britt.
Yeah, with Caitlin and Britt.
I didn't watch that season, but I know what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, so essentially, you know, if anyone doesn't remember, it's like, you know, they had picked two girls to be the bachelorette, and essentially it's in a weird, like, messed up twist. They let the guys vote on which girl they want.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Yeah.
it was fucked.
but essentially they end up, you know, who wins? Caitlin.
Caitlin, yeah, they literally do. It's on the first night. The guys have to put like a rose in a box. Like they vote election day.
They went up there,
which was just really fucked. It was like a really weird way. Like it just was like their pictures, and it's like I'm gonna vote for whoever. And like so, then of course there's dudes left who didn't really want Caitlin as the one. And so that's just how it happened.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if that'll play into the dynamics of like so and so isn't here for the right reasons. Like, say one of the new Tayshia guys gets far, and one of the old Claire guys gets far. If the new Tayshia guy could use that against the other guy and be like, look, he wanted Claire. He just wants fame. He doesn't even care who it is. Like, if I were him, I would use that against the other people.
Yeah, I just don't know how much, like, these people could actually be there for Tayshia if they're even there. Because it's like, they would have had to be maybe other guys that were for Claire, but they were maybe figuring it would be better for Tayshia or something that they had in the back burner or something like that.
Things that I was seeing was that people think if, like, they kind of go back with the timeline, people think that they kind of already had Tayshia ready to roll, like that the plan was to push Claire out and that they already had Tayshia ready to roll. So I don't know if that's true, and if like the plan was to do this segmented season and to like kind of push Claire out, which seems
see
like
I don't see that to push Claire out. I could see it being like a contingency plan for a weird season that they're stuck at a hotel, where it's like, what if like maybe they have the foresight of doing so many of these like types of shows that they're like, you know, they're in such close quarters. Like, what if this situation happens where she ends up just, they probably ask that question every season now. It's like, what if she just picks someone off the bat? They have to have a backup now since after like Colton season or like, you know.
So they have a backup for every season in case something like this happens?
This is probably the new norm now, is to maybe see like, you know, because what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to fake it for like half the season with the process. The show is just different now.
No, I mean, there's too much riding on The Bachelorette airing for however many episodes on TV, on ABC, to not have contingency plans for this stuff. So I feel like as soon as they got wind of Claire, you know, a few days in, producers probably got wind that she was like head over heels for one guy.
And it sucks for the form.
All right, let's get the balls rolling just in case.
Yeah.
You know, we have
to like bring her in. Yeah.
Yeah. Roll her in. Come on.
And it just sucks. Like, and it sucks that they have to like ruin the format of the show. But I think like they have to lean into this love stuff. Like they have to, like if this is true love, like they have to bet on it because they need more. Like that's the kind of like what the whole show is about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have really no choice in to be like, I mean, this show is defined love. It's not really about the process, but
that's 100% what Chris Harrison's going to say on the reunion show.
Yeah. So, but I do think that like, if they have younger leads, that the younger leads, like, you know, give more of a chance to, like, they like the opportunity of dating around and picking, like, you know, of these guys. Like, they know what, how stupid, sometimes you know how stupid you look just picking somebody off the bat. Like, you know, you can.
Well, and the younger leads want more screen time because they want, like, that longevity in the public eye. They want that longevity to, like, have more Instagram deals or whatever. Yeah.
They don't say it. Claire was just like, hey, I got my boo. I'm going to get out of here.
I get him out.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me out of the Laquita.
What do you think? I mean, do you think Dale and Claire are the real deal? The real Dale?
They better still be together or else I'm going to be very angry.
I'm going to be pissed if they're not.
I'm like hoping they're not. Just because I feel like Claire deserves this. So messed up. But dude, I just feel like it. Like, I just feel like she's just not being, like, she's not, like, giving a shit of how she's coming off. And I think that's, like, that's not a cool sign of, like, a great person. Like, you know, you know what you signed up for. Like, it's like going into a job and being like, I don't like this. And be like, yo, I mean, you, like, you came to do this. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It'd be
but
like,
what if someone changes? My thing is, like, if we're going to use this job analogy, you could go into a job and then, like, someone's going to, like, and then they could change up what your role actually does on you. And in this case, for Claire, they're changing up potentially how she's being produced. Like, they could. I want to know, like, how much of this is an edit and how much of this is her.
I just think she's selfish and she thinks that she had, like, I think she just in her head, like, I think she thinks she's the shit. I think, like, she's caught up in, like, of all, like, the lead and stuff. I think Dale, like, you know, obviously she's a beautiful woman and, like, you know, is going to be into her. But, like, what is the age difference?
Like 7 years. And also right now, quick technical break. It looks like JD is frozen, but,
that's a funny ass picture for him to be frozen on though. He was just sitting there for a second. While we get JD back, we can continue talking. Let's see if he can get back into the group. Technical difficulties. This is a first time. Someone just popped out and we might just wait for him to pop back in. But, there he is. Just popping back in. What's up, dude?
I'm back here. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Wi-Fi cut out. I'm here in a hot spot.
Oh, so. No, don't worry, man. It's all good. Yeah, actually,
you're fine.
It caught you on a really nice, like, freeze frame for a little bit. So you too.
Actually, horrible.
You just have to, like, smile like this the whole time while you're talking and stuff, just in case your Wi-Fi cuts out.
Yeah.
But But as far as, like, the age difference, I mean, I don't know if that's really a huge deal, but, like, I think it is. Like, for up and coming, young, you know, good looking, you know, guy, like, what it's I feel like he's just kind of riding this out until, like, it dies down. Like, I don't see it being long term.
I feel like, so 31, he's like 32 or so, and then, like, 39. Like, I don't know. Like, my thing is, like, is that much? I don't know.
Yes.
Like,
I don't think it's that bad of an age difference. I don't know.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you right now, like, I can't, like, realistically think I can walk around with a 39-year-old, 40-year-old woman and, like, have people take me seriously. I just don't think, like...
You don't think so?
No, like, it would have to just completely make sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would just, like, it would just have to be, like... I mean, it just...
Have you seen Dale and Claire's chemistry?
I'm sorry. Their chemistry, I would hook up with a 39-year-old woman. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying like that, but, like, I think that's what it is. Like, realistically, though, like, long-term, when you think about, like, what I want and where she's at, like, you know, I just think they're different. I'm just saying from my perspective, I'm his age. I think if I dated a 39-year-old woman, it would be different. Like, Veronica, I mean, I know you've dated older and stuff like that, but it's different for a guy. It just is. Like, if I brought around a 39-year-old woman, you know.
Yeah. 7 years is a lot.
Like, and we're trying to play beer pong and shit, and she's all like, this is dumb.
But also, like, I don't know if, like, all, you know, early 30-year-olds are always playing beer pong either. So, like, it's, like, maybe Dale is in a spot where he wants to, like...
Dale's playing beer pong. We're all playing beer pong right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... What else is there?
We're all playing beer pong.
I don't know where you think Dale's at, where he's not playing beer pong at 30. But
he's in New York City. Actually, yeah. He might be still in South Dakota. Who's to say?
People play beer pong in New York City. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not like age shaming here. I'm not saying it couldn't work. I'm just saying like those are the reasons why I think it won't work out.
I don't know, because I feel like I've seen so many people who are like fully married and like great that are like 11 years apart or more.
Parents are 10 years.
Yeah, but not like in the opposite way. Like you don't really see like the older woman with the younger
guy. Yeah, Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas.
You're talking about famous people.
Emmanuel Macron.
They're famous people. They're famous people.
They're barely famous. They're like
they're famous people.
They're famous people right now. If you're comparing Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra to fucking Dale and Claire, I don't even know Dale's last name. Claire Cawley.
Moss.
Whatever the hell it is. You're crazy. There's not the same. They're famous right now. Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas are famous. Like those people are famous right now. Yes, it seems like they're at the same level and shit, but it's only right now. Within a year, no one's gonna be talking about either of those guys, unless they're like back in the franchise again, which they probably will be if they're single.
True.
I mean,
I'm speaking the truth right now. I don't know what you guys want from me. Because, like, that's the problem. Like,
I'm not saying they will last. I'm saying I hope they do last. Just because of all the BS they put us through.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the whole ruining of the season thing.
Yeah, the better.
Yes.
I mean, look, Colton did it. Cassie did it. Now these guys are, like, about to tase each other. So it's like, I don't know. You haven't seen like the protection orders and all that stuff? Like that's like within a year of the show ending. Cassie.
Really?
Yeah. You haven't seen them? She's got like a
No, they have a restraining she has a restraining order out on him.
So, you know, I've just seen it time and time again. I see people get really caught up in this like whole love vacuum of the show. And
that's
absolutely.
That is the point.
And of course, the lead wants to make out with you in a hotel room, you're going to do it and look like you have chemistry doing it. Like, geez, I'm sure Dale knows how to turn it on, you know? So I know I could. So, I mean, I don't know. How many episodes do you think we're going to get out of Taisha?
Well, okay, so we're going into week 4. This is technically, so when this episode releases, it will be it will be the 4th episode. And how many weeks are each like season? Like 12 maybe? Like,
don't they usually end by the end of the year?
At the end of the year, it's like they usually do Bachelor in Paradise. So that one's, let's talk about Bachelor in Paradise. It's gonna have all these people from all these like seasons that were just like pushed along the way this year and stuff. So that's going to be a crazy season if that ever happens.
Yeah, that'll be fun to see how the guys on Claire's season who were like genuinely good guys who like could have been a good match, but they just weren't Dale. See how they do on Bachelor in Paradise.
Just weren't Dale. Yeah.
My favorite part about Bachelor in Paradise actually is like figuring out like who people actually like from the scraps of the other shows. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like who's the second hottie? You know what I'm saying? You start figuring that out because you can't really see that when the first hottie's there.
There's always a few, like, you know, stars that rise.
Yeah, you're like,
for sure.
You know, there's always like
stars that fall. Like think about like Blake, how he fell.
But yeah, Blake was one of those too, where like when he was on the show, I didn't really look at him like he was one of the hotties or something like that. But
well, I did because he was way better than Garrett. So
sure, but
Blake sucked on Bachelor in Paradise. I thought. Oh wait, that's what you said.
Yeah, he was a star that fell.
Yeah. Demi, star that rose.
Star that rose to the top. I loved Demi. Still love Demi.
Still do.
I mean, we'll see. We'll have to see what happens. I really hope like Taisha finds love. You know, she's
with you.
I know, that'd be so crazy. Everyone was on this season so bad.
She finds love
with me. No, that's why I'm sitting here talking shit. My dream girl's about to get like all these guys like about to go for her. So, anyways, guys. Do we have any other news in Bachelor Nation?
Not really. But speaking of five minutes ago now, speaking of chemistry, let's talk about Ariana Grande's new album, with one of the biggest Ari stans we know.
So what's going on with this new album? Did it drop? When did it drop?
It dropped on Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of our songs this week is a slapper from that album. So what'd you think of it? You know, what's the reception of it been so far? Ariana Grande is one of the biggest pop stars in the world.
Yeah. Do you want to go, Veronica, or you want me?
I'll do my take first, and I'll have you do your take. My take is, I think this is an album that is growing on me. I'll be honest, I feel like my first listen, I was like, enjoyable, liking it, but it did all kind of blend together in my ears. Second listen, I'm like, liking it better, can pick out songs that I like better. I think I'm on my like third or fourth listen through now. And I mean, you know, I just got to be happy for Ari. She's in a happy relationship. She's well-dicked, it seems. This is the horniest album she's ever put out. And that's saying something.
And that's saying something if you heard Christmas and Chill.
Yeah. Yes. That is a horny-ass album, too. But good for her. I'm happy for her. Maybe I'm jealous. Potentially, I am. But I just love how she just threw subtleties out the window for this album. She's just like, nope, we're going to just say it as it is.
Yeah, it's cool how frank it is. And it's definitely her most cohesive album in terms of sound and in terms of message and like what she's saying. It's like pretty very R&B inspired. A lot of people have been wanting Ariana to make an album like this for a while, seeing that she, you know, kind of R&B is kind of her main love. And so that's really cool to see her, you know, experiment with that and do kind of a whole body of work surrounding that. One thing that, you know, it also is a grower on me. I did like it when I first listened to it, but it's like even more and more I've been liking it as I listen to it more. And the message of the album is actually really interesting because it kind of takes this path of her like falling in love with, I guess, her new boo, Dalton. Because not all the songs are about like love and sex. In like, the middle chunk, there's like a good several songs about how she's like uncertain about things and it's just like kind of, you know, timid about, you know, falling in love again and will this work. And so that was kind of cool to listen more of the lyrics as I listen later on. So that's a cool kind of album.
What do you think like the standout, like, I mean, I just feel like all these artists are putting out projects and songs are like, you know, good. I'm not saying that they're like bad or anything, but like I feel like they're just not hitting like they should though. Like, I don't know, like the same, where's the Ari single, you know?
I mean, Positions hit number Positions. One. Yeah. Hot 100.
Yeah. What, the album?
The song, Positions.
Number one.
Switching my positions for you.
That's the number one song?
Yeah.
I've never heard it.
Yes, you have.
It was the pre-single for the album. It came out a week before with the video.
Yeah, I talked about it. We talked about it on the show.
But I never heard it. Like, and that's sad because usually those songs come
to me. It's pretty good. I mean, I will say that there's no like big pop bangers on the album. Not banger's a weird word, but like there's no, you know, Breathe-ins. There's no God as a Woman where it's just like very pop, you know, send this to pop radio.
Well, I did pick a slapper. Like,
she doesn't need that anymore.
Sure.
She'll make the sound however she wants it to sound.
I still picked a song from the album because I thought it was really good. It's got this.
It like, is good. I think like, that should be a single.
It is one of my favorites, I have to say, Motive.
Yeah, well, I guess without further ado, we might as well play some Ari for your ass. I was excited about this one because it kind of like, you know, I like the song Doja Cat like put out, you know, then got Nicki to remix it. So I was always excited to hear the Ariana Grande collaboration. And I think it's an interesting question to actually ask. You know, sometimes actually, like, I think about these things. Like, what are people's motives? Like, you know, on the front-facing side of things, you know, everyone always is going to give you their best version. But, like, when you get down to it and you start, if you ask questions to a person or whatever, what are people's, like, actual motives, if they have any, or their agendas and stuff? And it just kind of, like, spoke to me, and this beat is dope, so... Without further ado, slapper of the week is Motive by Ariana Grande featuring Doja Cat. Let's go.
Slapper of the week. This song slaps.
Wow. We did a little dance choreography in that break. That was fun, actually. So I love dancing with you guys, even on Skype. So let me catch my breath a little bit. B, do you have any shout-outs?
I have some shout-outs,
yes. Yeah, some shout-outs. Sorry.
I have some shout-outs. Well, first, I obviously want to shout out you, Sai, for your birthday.
Me?
So happy birthday.
Oh. Woo! Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I also wanted to shout out my friend Tiffany for her birthday. And then
you can get an air horn.
Hey. And then my Uncle John got engaged this past week. So congrats to him and Christine.
Uncle John. You got any shout out, Shady?
Forgot about this part of the show. shout out my girlfriend Izzy. She visited me from DC this weekend. That was exciting. A little bumpy trip. Here's my friend Olivia's birthday.
Love Olivia.
We love Olivia, yeah.
Friend of the show.
Her.
So many Scorpios. Jeez.
Hell yeah.
And shout out to my sister.
Okay, cool. Yay. Cool. Family. Well, I'd like to shout out the whole crew I went to Savannah with this weekend. That was one of the most memorable trips I've ever done, and with the most memorable people ever. So I hope that one's solidified in my brain till I'm old. And I would like to also shout out my nephew, whose birthday is 3 days after mine. So happy birthday, Lava. First birthday is pretty cool, right?
Yeah, number
one. And last and but not least, I'd like to shout out my boy JD. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Thank you.
Bro, man, I really appreciate you. You know, it's I don't get to see you in the office. Like, that's how we met, you know, if you guys don't know and stuff.
Same,
I don't get to see him anymore. But it's nice to be able to still be able to do this stuff with you. Yeah. And I actually run into you like more often than most people, actually.
Kind of weird, yeah.
I'll see you on the streets. I'll see you in the park. I'll see you at a bar, like all these different places, man. So I just know that you're always
see
meant
you
to
in
be
the
around.
Streets.
You know JDB in the streets.
No, in these streets.
You know me.
You know me. JD, man, I love you so much, dude. Thanks again for being on the show. What was the last episode you were on?
Episode
53.
Episode
he was technically 100.
Yeah, and then episode 100. So if you guys want to check out old episodes, JD's subbed in. For Veronica one time.
On that one, so if you don't like her, listen to that.
Wow! It was shitty. I didn't think it was like that, man.
Ship's passing in the night. I like a little smoke at the end of the show. You know what I'm saying? Well, guys, I'm going to be actually, we're doing the show a day early. We record usually on Wednesdays, recording on Tuesday. This will be released on Thursday, which is my birthday, November 5th. I'm going to be driving down on Wednesday to Orlando to hang out with my family for my birthday and just see them because I haven't seen them in so long, and to spend my nephew's first birthday with them. So I'm looking forward to all that. I'm just going to be doing a little downtime. I hope you guys, do you have any fun plans for this weekend, VJD?
You know, I have therapy this weekend, and I think I'm going to go try out this cryotherapy and infrared sauna place.
Okay.
Heat so, you know, a little self-care kind of weekend is the right way for me to end this election week.
Right.
I feel that. JD, what do you got planned?
No plans, which actually excites me.
Yeah. I usually love those type of weekends, too. But, yeah. All right, guys. Well, you know, that was an awesome episode 137. Make sure to lock in. You know, we do this every week. Don't miss us. I'll think of you guys when I'm turning 33 on my Thursday. So
Watching our Tipsy Talks on Thursday. When this episode drops, Tipsy Talks will also be happening.
It's almost like Thursday is like the new like day of like how
Thursday's
Halloween
like
was.
The new day.
Yeah, it's like the moon's gonna be a full moon, daylight savings time again, and my birthday. You know, so that's cool. No, I made up like a couple of those things. Pick one. I love you guys. This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
I'm JD.
Yeah, we know ourselves. And this is Future Bachelor, guys. We'll see you next week, all right? Deuces.
Bye.
Future Bachelor Podcast.